Charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning. Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas, and he is gleeful this morning. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, no doubt, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Thursday morning. If you're just getting started, it's 7:38 a.m. Central Standard, 8:38 Eastern. And I'm going to tell you what, DC, it is a cool, sort of windy morning. And it looks optimal this weekend, I think, for fishing. What do you think about that? Do you think that the weather is going to be optimal?
I hope it will be, Carlette. Hopefully that wind will let up. You know, because like this morning, it's not a good fishing day for the boat.
Not a good fishing morning. So anybody who's going out there to get them this morning, you're going to have to fight some wind. It is windy out there, but if you're not going to get them, if you're not fortunate enough to be headed out fishing this morning or whatever else you may be doing that's relaxing and soothing, if you are, however, traveling into school or work, we remind you, as always, make sure that you're watching out for school buses, school kids, and school zones. And every single morning, we remind you, because every single morning we see somebody rip-roaring through those school zones, and we say, wow, look at them. They just neglect those caution lights, those flashing lights that say, please slow down. And not only slow down, make sure that you're slowing down until 9 o'clock. Well, we know that everybody is multitasking. Most people are in a hurry in the morning. But you know what? We're going to start giving you some really cool tips that you can kind of contemplate. You know, because we don't want to tell people what to do. We want you to think about it. Just think about doing something differently in the mornings
that will make your mornings a little bit better, that will make them not so hurried, so that you can have that feeling of calm in the morning. It just does a heart good when you can get to your workplace, you can get kids off to school or drop them off at school, and you just feel like, okay, we did that. No, nobody hurt. Everybody came out good, and everybody did what they needed to do. So as you're traveling in this morning, please slow down through those school zones. Watch out for kids who are standing at school bus stops that are unattended. Slow down, help our crossing guards, help our school bus drivers. And most importantly, help your fellow drivers. You know, we're still seeing, at one point it looked like the amount of wrecks in the South traffic circle had kind of diminished, where we were seeing sometimes 3 and 4 a day. But now they're picking back up and we're seeing wrecks every single day. So as you're traveling through that South traffic circle, you gotta yield, you know, you gotta slow down, and you gotta watch out, because there are some people that just come through and they're not gonna stop, and it's gonna create an accident. So we want your mornings to be the very best. We want your commute to be peaceful and good, and we want you to get there safely. But most importantly, we want our kids to get there safely. Hey everybody, the week is winding down. It's Thursday already, November the 7th. You're on Point, the official OPT network. We're going to take a break here, but we'll be back right after this.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, People Care by Caring People, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Brother McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
He's the exception and not the rule. Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 7:47 a.m. Central Standard, 8:47 Eastern, and this segment is sponsored by Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. It's a program that we are so excited about in our community. We want to encourage our seniors. If you're 55 years old or older, you can share your today and you can shape someone else's tomorrow by simply getting involved with volunteerism. And then when you get involved, you get paid. It is a wonderful program. And all you've got to do for more information is phone 318-484-2260. Also, our friends at Magnolia State Mortgage. The ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are right on point to make sure that if you're contemplating your first home, your refinancing, whatever it is that has to do with home buying, home refinancing, they're on it and they can help your dreams become a reality. All you've got to do is phone them at 318-561-8020 and ask them how you can get started, and they're happy to help. First Federal Bank of Louisiana is building the community that we serve for over 60 years. Also, Hickson Automotive Group, they're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Their website 24/7 is www.onpointcxma. Their website is not www.onpointcxmas.com, but that is a good website. Their website, however, is www.hicksonhasit.com. Oh my goodness, it's Thursday, and I don't know about you, it feels amazing. Let me tell you what we're talking about this morning. We're talking about still volunteering and how you can be the change in our community that you want to see. And we're talking about the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. They and Suddenlink have kicked off the seventh annual program for the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. It does incredibly well every year. And here to talk about that is the executive director, Jane Wright Velez. Jane, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning.
Jane, always so many great things going on at the Food Bank. Every single time that we're at the Food Bank, it never ceases to amaze us how many people you guys are serving.
That's right. And unfortunately, those numbers are continuing to increase. The lines seem to be longer every month. And, you know, we keep stretching the resources that we have, and somehow it all works out, because frankly, there's sometimes when I'm not sure where the food's going to come from. Mm-hmm. But, you know, God always finds a way. And the community has been so supportive of us over the years, and partners like Suddenlink have really stepped up to meet the challenge. This year, their goal is 80,000 pounds.
80,000 pounds. Last year, they did what, 68?
Yes. Yes. So they raised the bar. And so they're out collecting foods on the weekends at grocery stores. They're taking donations at all of their offices. You can drop off a donation at the food bank. And what's unique about the Suddenlink team is that they also offer incentives for donating. If you bring five non-perishable items, you can put your name in the hat for a drawing, and the prize for the drawing is a 60-inch television.
Wow.
Yes. Now, I don't know the difference between plasma and LED and all that kind of stuff. I don't understand all that, but anyway, it's a giant television.
But we know it's good.
Yes.
And you know what? They always get big every year with their giving and with their volunteerism. I'm talking about Suddenlink and their partnership with the food bank.
Absolutely. Their employees that are collecting out on the weekends, they're volunteering their time.
They're giving
back off the clock. And, you know, it's a company-wide effort. Suddenlink tries to involve all their employees across all their offices in several parishes. And they really are serious about giving back, and it's really neat to see that. Tony,
and that really starts at the head, and I was going to say Tony really is the catalyst for what's happening at Suddenlink.
Absolutely. Tony has been our champion for the last several years and has really led the effort, and their company's been recognized nationally because of these efforts that they make with this campaign.
Wow.
Yep.
And you know, Jane, every time we're at the food bank, I am reminded that I believe that, you know, as we talk about Tony being the head and head of companies, I think that a lot of the goodness and the people sowing into the food bank has to do with your faith. Your faith that it's going to work out and you're going to have enough and you're going to be able to serve all of the people. And every time I'm sitting there, and of course I'm not loading, DC is doing the muscle work. You know, I'm just there rooting him on and grabbing the paperwork, but I am reminded of the faith that I know that you have to have when you just don't know how it's going to happen.
Well, and that's been my faith is the reason that I do what I do, but it's something that's always gotten us through no matter what, because, you know, running a charity, there are certainly are very, very lean times. And when you're trying to figure out, okay, we have this much money, we have this many bills, what do we do?
Right.
Everything from that to, okay, I can see the walls of the warehouse. This is not good. We don't have any food. So, and we hustle. And like I said, the community has been incredibly responsive and continues to respond. And we just have to remind folks that there are hungry people here in our community all the time.
And people just don't really believe that, Jane, I don't think. You know, because we are the land. And I say it every time we talk about we're the land of plenty, but there are still hungry people.
Well, unfortunately, there are hungry people, and there are people that are being forced to make some very difficult choices. They're choosing between food and rent, food and medicine, food and utilities. You know, especially, you know, when the mother is working, but she's only able to work part time,
right?
And she's making minimum wage, but there are three children. You know, there's no way to make ends meet, and so they have to have some help. And you know, the number of people that we serve that are working, those numbers are increasing. And it's been like that for the past several years, ever since, you know, the Great Recession that we're not quite recovered from. You know, we still have people that really need help. And you just never know when you donate how you can bless somebody. And I don't know if I told you guys this story, but a few weeks ago we had a donation. It was on a Friday. and a lady came and dropped off 3 cases of baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
And if I told you to stop
it, it bears repeating. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, she told us she brought this baby formula, and we don't carry baby formula because the WIC program is very, very strong, and we normally it doesn't move very well, so
right.
we don't look for baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
But she brought this in and didn't want a donation receipt, didn't want anything. She just dropped it off. 2 hours later, we get this call, and I get the call. For some reason, nobody was answering the phone, so I get it. And the woman that called needed baby formula.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked to me about she and her husband had broken up, and the baby was in the NIC unit, and she wasn't able to breastfeed because of the complications with the baby, and she needed formula. And I said, well, ma'am, I don't know. You know, we'll have to look and see if we actually have any. And so she starts giving me the name of the formula, and one of our volunteers is walking by with the case that the lady just
wow.
donated
mm-hmm.
to put it away.
Wow.
We may have that. I mean, you know how specific formula is.
But absolutely.
But you never know. You know, to me, that's God. You know, you never know how he's going to work and bless somebody by what you do.
Absolutely. And I wanted to tell you, Jane, about your faith because, you know, when you're on the front lines of really doing what you do, even though, you know, you have this position, but we really totally understood and understand equivocally that your faith is out there. And that's really what keeps it going. And as you tell that story, I was talking to my mother, and she happened to be at the laundromat. She's never at the laundromat. And she says, I see these two people, and they're washing all of these backpacks. You remember?
That was your mom?
That was my mother.
Oh, my goodness.
And she didn't know you from Adam, and she goes, they look like a couple, and I'm thinking they couldn't have that many kids. She says, but they're washing all of these backpacks. And then she starts to engage you guys in a conversation, and she said she just felt compelled to bless you all because she knew that that money was coming out of your own pocket. And we're talking about the backpack program. That was my mother.
Oh,
I said,
gosh.
That was Jane and Carlos.
Yes, yes. We were preparing to start the backpack program again this fall, and we had lots of leftover backpacks, but we found that they were dirty and dusty and everything.
And
else.
Anybody who has a kid knows what those backpacks can look like.
Yeah, I mean they were really just kind of funky,
mm-hmm.
you know.
That's the word.
And so we had talked to several different companies about getting the backpacks cleaned. You
mm-hmm.
know, how could we do that? And to have it professionally done, it was going to cost like $8 a backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, well, we can't do that. We only paid like $5 a backpack to get them and we can't throw them away. I mean, you know.
Right.
So we just decided, it's like, we could just wash these.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's just go. We'll take, you know, and it took us 2 evenings to do it all.
Uh-huh.
And I remember this, the lady that came to talk to me, I didn't know she was your mom.
Well, you couldn't have.
And we got lots of stares, you know, because we had, you know, like a pallet of banana boxes full of backpacks we were
right.
trying
People
to wash.
Don't even realize how many backpacks that you guys had. And she said, and she was just telling me about it, and she said, these poor people were just washing all of these backpacks. And she said, I just felt led. And then I said, you know, that's just how God shows up.
Yes, yes. And it was just so sweet that she did that. She came and, you know, brought me money and donated it. She said, this will help you, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was really sweet. But I didn't know that was your mom.
Yeah, and I said, you know, when you have that kind of faith, and Jane is tearing up, you know, because really, unless you have experienced the food bank and you really understand the magnitude of how many people, especially our seniors, are being helped, you really could never really understand the love and the faith and the prayer that goes into getting those 80,000 pounds or those 68,000 pounds. There's a lot that goes into it. Do I need to get a break here, DC? Let me get a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's happening at the food bank, but most importantly, we're going to tell you how you can get involved. Stay on point, everybody. We're back right after this.
Step When you say we need to talk, he walks. You say sit down, it's just a talk. He smiles politely back at you. You stare politely right on through. Some sort of window to
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the Credit Union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Taneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 3 minutes after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock Central Standard, 9:03 Eastern. And if you're just joining our conversation, we're joined by Jane Wright Velez, who is the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. And we're talking about all of the incredible ways that you can get involved. Now, we know that Suddenlink is having their drive, and it is ending when?
November the 20th.
November the 20th. So people can go to which grocery stores, do we know?
Well, they alternate grocery stores on the weekends. They're there on Saturdays collecting food. But you can drop off a donation at any Suddenlink office. You can drop it off at the food bank. And when you donate 5 non-perishable food items, I want to remind everybody, you can put your name in a drawing for a 60-inch television, and you can enter up to 5 times, so 25 canned goods.
Absolutely.
Would get your name in the hat 5 times.
Great. And great prizes.
Yes.
I mean, a 60-inch television right in the middle of football season is going to be absolutely amazing.
Yeah, your family would be so proud.
Your family would be proud. And now the next big event that you guys have coming up is your annual telethon. Let's talk about that.
Right. November 21st, we will be doing a telethon from the warehouse at the food bank. We're asking people to volunteer to come and work the phones. And when we say work the phones, we're talking about calling out as well as receiving calls coming in. We have live commercial spots on KALB from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Wow.
Yes.
That's good.
It's a lot, you uh-huh. know. And the event, we have we're recruiting sponsors for the event so that all the money that we raise that day goes right back into the programs.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing that goes toward the cost of the event. And the use of the cell phones is donated, so our biggest cost is the commercial time.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be, broadcasting live all day.
Right.
But it's not a true telethon where we take over programming for the whole mm-hmm. day.
So you're going to be in and out.
In and out, live commercials mm-hmm. all day.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you guys hoping for, Jane, for that event?
Well, we hope to raise $20,000 that day.
Okay. And that's very doable.
Well, we hope so.
Yeah. And so talk about volunteerism on November the 21st.
Well, in order to volunteer, you can call the food bank 445-2773 and ask for Linda, and she will certainly work with you on your schedule. We're asking people to take shifts of an hour or 2 hours,
mm-hmm.
but we certainly don't expect people to stay all day. That's just kind of crazy. But we want, and again, you have to be willing to call out to people, not just sit there and wait for the phone to ring.
So you're asking people to utilize their resources.
Absolutely.
You're asking people to call people that they know and say, hey, can you give?
Exactly.
And, talk about why this is so critically important, especially as we're seeing a cut in food stamps. Do we think that that is going to drive even more people to the food bank?
Well, we are anticipating that we'll have more people at our door because of the reductions in the food stamp
mm-hmm.
benefits. That's just, especially with this time of the year and the implementation of those reductions now,
mm-hmm.
I think at the end of November, end of December, we are going to see an increase in people coming to us for help. And we always have, a tough time during this last quarter of the year with more people coming to us, but I think this year is going to be especially, heavy in client mm-hmm. demand.
And especially nearing the end of the month when people are sort of running low on their supplies, people who have stamps or whatever, and trying to make it into the next month.
Right. People come to us between the end of the money and the end of the month.
The end of the money and the end of the month.
Right. There's a gap there, and that's when they come to the food bank for help. And so we always try to gear up for the last week of the month because that's when you guys mm-hmm. come to get senior boxes. But
and it is crazy.
Yes.
Crazy busy.
Crazy busy is right. And we're expecting that again these next couple of months. And like I said, it's the holiday season. People's budgets are strained. It's stressful. Mm-hmm. Now there's reduction in food stamp benefits. And I think that's just going to add to it.
Absolutely. And so for all of those people that would like to volunteer, whether you want to donate food, whether you want to donate money, because money is certainly something that the food bank always is in need of so that you can continue to buy food and to keep the parishes that you cover, which are?
We cover 11 parishes in central Louisiana, all from the Sabine to the Mississippi River, all across the middle of the state.
Absolutely.
And, you can volunteer. If you can't volunteer on the day, we have our telethon. If you want to bring your church group and volunteer or someone from mm-hmm. your business. The other day, we had a team from Capital One. Yesterday, we had a team from Clico out packing backpacks. Whatever you can do, we're certainly willing to work with you. We've even had mothers call and say, I think my children just need to understand that mm-hmm. they are very blessed. Can I bring them and pack some backpacks?
Wow.
Absolutely.
Doesn't that do your heart good?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And we want to encourage families to get kids involved. When they start to volunteer early, then it gives them a better appreciation of everybody may not be like them that has food in the cupboard or food on the table every night. It's challenging for many.
Right, exactly. And it's a great lesson for the children, and the food drives are great lessons for the children that they're bringing. We have competitions, mm-hmm. but it's all about teaching them about giving back and what that food is for. And so the other thing I just want to remind everybody, whatever you have to share, whether it's a can, whether it's a case, it all adds up, and that's how we survive.
Absolutely, absolutely. Jane Wright-Velez, the executive director of the Food Bank of Central Louisiana. For more information, here's the number. It's 318-445-2773. Jane, thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We are proud partners with the Food Bank of Central Louisiana, and we encourage you to do the same. Stay on point, everybody. We got to get a break, but we're back right after this.
Mm. Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine, I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses,
physicians,
associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored to extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons
to choose Chris's Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Avoyelles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Avoyelles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Avoyelles Parish. For more information on Avoyelles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelavoyelles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avoyelles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 14 after 8 a.m. Central Standard, 9:14 Eastern. Of course, today is Thursday, November the 7th, and this segment is sponsored by the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. So many amazing things going on in the parish. You need to connect. Stay and Play in Avoyelles Parish. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Southern Heritage Bank, they're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Don't forget about Get Wired Satellites. We love our satellite. We love the fact that the wiring is impeccable. It absolutely does not go out in bad weather. It has a lot to do about the wiring. Also, you can get HD for life. You can get the best savings, the best channels. And if you don't have those football channels and you're a football fan, what are you waiting for? Plus so much more. Here's the number, 318-767-2220. Also, Amira Group Real Solutions, providing amazing real solutions for you and your family. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Fields, serving Rapides Parish for home, auto, and life insurance needs. Here's the number. It's 318-487-1881. Now, as we switch gears this morning, you know we are all about empowering those people, especially those women who step out of the boat and step into the water and say, you know what, I'm doing a new thing. And that's what we're talking about this morning. LaTanya Charles is the new owner of Bayou Mental Health Services in Pineville, Louisiana. She is the CEO and administrator. She is also a licensed master social worker. And we are super, super excited about your new business.
Good morning.
Good morning. Okay, so let's talk about, and I asked you before we went on the air, okay, why did you decide that you were going to come out of doing what you were doing and start your own business?
Well, we wanted to offer a holistic approach to mental health services in Central Louisiana.
And talk about, first of all, what a holistic approach means.
Well, targeting, you know, the patient, the client, if you will, in their natural environment, offering them, you know, mental health services to meet their needs, whether it's in school, at their job, in the community, or at home, working with the family, working with friends. We know that a lot of times we don't have traditional families anymore, so we're working with the entire person, mm-hmm. their family, their community. We're working to strengthen them, you know, their family, their world, everything that, you know, they're involved in. And so that's what holistic to us means. It's mm-hmm. just working with their natural and working with them in their natural environment.
And so how challenging, how sort of daunting or scary, if you will, was it to for you to say, okay, I'm going to come out of where I was mm-hmm. and I'm going to do this new thing and I'm going to open up my own business?
Well, it was a little scary because I wasn't sure how the market would be for us. But I knew there was a need there mm-hmm. in our community with all the budget cuts for mental health services, with the closing of UEP. I knew that we needed some more services and just on the different, you know, on a different mm-hmm. side of things. Mm-hmm. And we crossed over the river. Mm-hmm. We went over to Pineville, and it's been a great experience so far. And we know that people are in need, people are hurting. Mm-hmm. And so we just want to provide a place where they can come, feel safe, and, you know, get the help that they need.
You know, as we're talking about, and you have been on our hearts here at the OPT Network, mm-hmm. as you're talking about mental health, because now we are seeing more young people
yes.
committing suicide. We're seeing more health issues probably than we ever have in our lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do we help people to move past the stigma of getting help for mental health so that we see a decrease in suicides, quite frankly?
Well, I tell my patients, I tell my friends and family, you know, we all experience certain things throughout our lifetimes. We all handle them differently. I tell people to not be afraid to speak up, to talk to someone that they feel safe with, to talk to someone that they trust. We know that children, a lot of children are suffering from low self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're focusing on their body images and, you know, we need to be adults, I mean, mental health professionals. We need to be the go-to source for them to be able to come to talk to us about their problems,
mm-hmm.
to feel safe, and just spread the message that it's okay, that, you know, to feel sad today. You know, but you know, there's an answer for it. There's a way that you can get past that situation and that it can get better. You just need to find the right person, you know, the right resource. And so we want to be the resource, as well as many other, you know, agencies in the community. You know, we want to help the people, you know, to lead successful lives, to be healthy mentally.
And I think you're right on point. I was alluding to an article yesterday that said that kids with low self-esteem are going to be more prone to being bullied,
right,
or being sad or being melancholy or whatever you want to call it. But we really have to deal with our kids on how they're feeling, because kids who don't learn how to deal with their feelings as kids turn into adults who don't know how to deal with their feelings.
Well, you're right about that. Now, I have a personal story. My daughter was bullied. She transferred schools and she wasn't from Louisiana. And for almost a full year, she was bullied and didn't tell us until the end of the year. And I saw the change, and I continued to ask her and question the school. And finally, you know, when she decided that she was going to speak up for herself was when it really all kind of hit the fan. And so now today she's a senior. This happened when she was in seventh and eighth grade. She's a senior. Her senior project is working with children that have been bullied in her school. And so she's working on this project to, you know, give them the tools to be able to use so that they don't resort to suicide or hurting themselves or hurting someone else. And, you know, she's really been impacted by this because it really touches her heart, because she's experienced that before.
And it sounds like, LaTanya, she's found her voice. And instead of focusing on the problem, I think we have to help our kids find their voice. And I think that this program is going to be incredible. Tell people how they can get involved, because Medicaid is an integral part of it.
Well, if anyone is seeking services, all they have to do is call our office. The number is 318-443-9035. And they can also come by, talk with some of the staff if they have any concerns or questions. We're having our open house. And so that's going to be an opportunity for people to come by and get more information, pick up flyers, just kind of talk to the staff about the type of services that we offer. And we offer, you know, a wide range of services.
And talk about those services. You have your husband, of course, who is a psychiatrist.
Yes.
Who's there, and what else?
We offer family, individual, and group therapy if it's needed. We send our counselors out to the home. I spoke about offering that holistic approach. And so the counselors go into the home, and they, you know, provide that session with the families. They talk with the children. Our caseload is primarily made up of children, adolescents, and so we have a huge caseload of that population, and so we have counselors that are well-equipped, well-trained, that go into the home to work with the parents on whether it's ADHD, behavior problems, or just academic problems. We help provide those resources that the families need to help, you know, improve their situation.
And this is why we're so excited about your open house on tomorrow.
Yes.
Because people can come in, and I get a sense as we're having the conversation that there are many mothers that are sort of at their wits' end. You know how you get to that point where you feel like you've done everything you know how to do?
Oh, yes.
And you just don't know what else to do? But because there has been such a stigma about, quote-unquote, mental illness, we don't look outside of what we know to go to the professionals. And I want you to really speak to that population of the people that are saying, my child is struggling in school. It could be ADHD. It could be, you know, esteem problems, whatever it is. I got to get a quick break here, but when we come back, we want to break that down so that those mothers and those parents who are having those challenges, there's help. And we're going to tell you how and where right after this. Stay with us, everybody.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining the conversation this morning, we're joined by LaTanya Charles. She is the proud new owner of Bayou Mental Health Services. It is an incredible, incredible business. And we're talking about it because it's something that everybody really could stand to think about, even if you hadn't gotten there this morning. Hopefully, it will provoke you to thought. And during the break, we were just talking about kids and tweens and teens and where we are. And I was saying, from a mom's perspective, having a young son, a teenage son, the challenges that I can see you face when they get to be a certain age and mom's mother, and then at a certain point, there has to be a man to sort of man up on the son. And a lot of families, unfortunately, don't have that. And so you guys are there to provide that service that will help those mothers that maybe have feel like they're sort of drifting or they're losing,
right,
not just boys, but girls as well.
Right. And part of the thing that we also try to do is, you know, we know that there aren't many men in our profession, but the ones that are there, you know, they have a huge impact on mental health. And we actually have two men,
wow,
in our office right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they are energized and they are, you know, passionate about what they do. One is military and one, you know, he's from Ruston. And he provides a great service. He's a, mm-hmm, licensed counselor. And so we try to pair up the males with the males and then, mm-hmm, our females with the females. If we, you know, have the opportunity to do that, then that's what we do, because we know that sometimes that male presence does make,
mm-hmm,
a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
But for those families that, you know, don't have a male in the home, that's where the volunteers, the mentors come from. You know, they also make a great difference. But if you don't have that either, that's where we fall in. You know, we can help provide that extra help that the mother needs or the, mm-hmm, grandparent, you,
mm-hmm,
know, or the aunt or uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to be able to, you know, help them with the parenting skills, help guide the children in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we do over at Bayou Mental Health.
And, you know, I said before the break, LaTanya, I feel sort of in the spirit realm that there are mothers and even fathers or grandparents that are at their wits' end,
mm-hmm,
and have done all they know how to do. How do we help those people to move toward Bayou Mental Health? How do we help them put down the pride of, mm-hmm, thinking that there's something wrong with getting help to get help?
Mm-hmm. Well, we all need help. And so what they can think of is, you know what, this is just, you know, some extra cushion that I need. You know, I can't do it all by myself,
mm-hmm,
that I need that assistant, and that it's okay to come. It's okay to talk to other people. You know, it's a place where they can feel safe. They can know that what goes on at Bayou Mental Health stays at Bayou Mental Health, and that,
mm-hmm,
we are only,
absolutely,
you know, a great resource for them, because I know that they want to have successful children.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they want to be successful people themselves for the adults that come as well. And so we just want to provide them with a safe, holistic approach to, you know, whatever the issue or cause that may be going on in their life, whether it's trauma, ADHD, you know, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, whatever the issue is, we want to be able to provide them, you know, a quality service,
mm-hmm,
so that when they leave our program, they're feeling whole.
And talk about the importance of having your husband there, who is a psychiatrist, that can pinpoint those things that for years and years and years people thought he just can't learn.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something wrong. But
right,
really, there is probably a medical definition as, mm-hmm, to why.
Right. Well, with a psychiatrist on board, we are able, you know, we are counselors, but we cannot we can't necessarily say what underlying issues are.
Mm-hmm.
With your physician, your psychiatrist there, they're able to look at, you know, look at the deeper picture and be able to pull out some of the things that we may not be able to pull out. And so if the patient is needing, you know, medication management,
mm-hmm,
he's able to provide that service, and he's able to, you know, diagnose. And our counselors can, our licensed counselors can also diagnose too. But that psychiatrist just gives you that extra information that you need that you may not otherwise, you know, get from your pediatrician,
mm-hmm,
or a primary care physician. This psychiatrist, it has a specialty, you know, in this particular area.
And I think that is critical, because so many moms take kids to the pediatrician to,
mm-hmm,
be diagnosed.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't that, you think, beyond probably their realm in terms of mental health?
Well, I can't necessarily say, I'm not an MD, and I love, you know, my pediatricians here, because,
absolutely,
you know, they help us so much, and they give us, you know, our resources, our referrals that we have coming in. But, you know, for some of them, that's not their specialty.
Right.
You know, and so they aren't afraid to say, hey, you know what, we need to send you somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And so they will try to provide the help for the families, because, the families don't know where else to go, and the families are desperate. And so the pediatricians do as much as they can. But I love that they're able to say, you know what, we can't help you beyond this point.
Right.
We need to send you somewhere else. And sometimes when they tell a family that, the family may not take that advice. And so when they have a good referral, mm-hmm. you know, they have someone that they can trust, they'll refer them to us. And so that's why I say we love, you know, our pediatricians. Dr. Mansoura is a great friend of Bayou Mental Health.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So they have the
insight to know that maybe that child needs something a little bit more.
Right.
And so for those people that are saying, you know what, LaTanya, you're really speaking to me and to my family,
mm-hmm.
how does Medicaid work with that? I mean, is it as simple as just calling and saying, you know?
Yeah, definitely. If they have Medicaid, then they're eligible. You know, we bring them in, we do the whole intake process, and we check their Medicaid and make sure that they are active,
mm-hmm.
and send that up to Magellan. And once they are approved, then they are, you know, available to be able to receive the services.
Absolutely. So there is a place in our community that is well qualified. It's called Bayou Mental Health Services. LaTanya Charles is the administrator and the CEO. It is going to do amazing things in our community. Also, we want to encourage people to come out to the grand opening. Talk
yeah.
about where it's at and what time.
Okay. It is Friday, November 8th,
mm-hmm.
and the Chamber of Commerce will be there doing our ribbon cutting.
Woohoo!
Yay! So uh-huh. I'm excited about that. And it starts at 10:30.
Uh-huh.
It's going to only be for a short period of time because we know we got to get back to business.
Right.
But yes, we encourage everyone to, you know, to come show support,
mm-hmm.
to come and learn more about the services,
mm-hmm.
to get in on that great picture that we're going to take. But to also just, you know, just be a part of the
girl,
community.
You're a mess. That is a social networker. It's Bayou Mental Health Services. It's a great service to our community. It's located at 818 Main Street, Suite A, like Apple, in Pineville, Louisiana. The zip is 71360. And here's the number that you can phone. I feel you tugging out there. You know what? There is no shame, or there should be no shame, in saying, I need help. And here's how you can start. You can start by phoning 318-443-9035. The folks at Bayou Mental Health Services have a caring, compassionate team that is willing, eager, and ready to be the change that we all want to see.
Right.
And the only way that we can use the information, the only way that information becomes powerful, is when we use it. Hey, everybody, we want to encourage you. Go out. The grand opening is tomorrow at 10:30. Again, 818 Main Street in Pineville, Louisiana. The number to phone, 318-443-9035. LaTanya, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you. Thank you for having us here.
Absolutely. I believe it's going to be an amazing asset to the Twin Cities. Hey, everybody, stay on point. We got to get a break here, but we're back right after this.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OTT network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oyles Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals, we see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Rayhide Paint and Body Works Expert Collision Repair. Anybody can remove dents, but Lynn and Rayhide, they remove doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Also, McDonald's of Pineville, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Don't forget about, ladies, if you're 40 years old or older. I just got my note from the hospital saying it's time for your mammogram. And you know what? Every year, if you're 40 years old or older, or you have a family history, may need to even push back on the age, make sure that you get your mammogram. That's why we're working really, really hard to make sure that no woman does not get her mammogram. The number to phone is 318-483-4026. That's Diane Kitts. She's your contact at Cabrini Hospital. Also, the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence. Davis One Stop. If you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 or you live in our beautiful town of Cheneyville, we want to encourage you to support Davis One Stop. Incredible meat, you know, incredible service. It's just an incredible place to go in and get your groceries. You know, I just want to switch back real quick to LaTanya Charles, who's the CEO and the administrator of the newly opened Bayou Mental Health Services, and just let people and families know how critical it is that when you don't know what to do, or you've done all that you feel like you can, and you're dealing with that child that's unruly, that's unwilling to learn and to grow, you know, you want to connect with people not only who are professionals, DC, but who care. And that's really, isn't that really what it's about?
That's what it's all about.
It's empowering people to get better, to live better, and to do better, and coming out of our fear. And you know, I was talking about fear, and we have, our team has connected with the lady who has been blogging about, she's an author, about fear. And I started thinking how we're all steeped in some sort of fear. And I was telling my sister just the other day, and this just goes to show you how fear will debilitate you, how it will hinder you from moving from one place into the next place. And the next place is almost always greater than the place that you were at. Well, I had a BlackBerry forever. The BlackBerry was so broken down. DC's laughing. It wasn't getting my text messages. It might just shut down.
You weren't getting the memo.
I wasn't.
You were the only person that wasn't getting the memo.
Yeah, I was the only person who wasn't getting the memo. And that's because I was steeped in fear. Now, I know you say that's crazy. And my friend said, Carlette, really? You don't want to get a new cell phone because of what? And so, DC, because I had missed so many memos, so many very important memos, he said, Mother, you need to step up so you can get the memos. And so, DC, you stepped me up to the Galaxy Note 3.
Ain't the only memo you're going to miss.
Right. If you don't have the right tools, then you do. You miss the memo. And so when I looked at today what I was afraid of, I realized that I had nothing to fear, that all I had to do was to simply just do it. And I read an article a few weeks ago that was so disturbing. And we look at people that have committed suicide, and it's all fear-based. It's all the enemy speaking these fears into your life, and people feeding those fears, and then those fears manifest themselves. And it could not be suicide, but it could be any number of things. And so if you feel like you have done all that you know to do, this is an important and critical service to our community. And LaTanya and her husband are people that have been in this business, who care about the community, and who are difference makers. And that's why it's important. So don't miss life's memos. You're going to miss some memos, but don't miss life's memos. Hey, everybody, you're On Point, the official OPT network. Let me get a break here. We'll be back after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them. At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startups, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. There's one thing about the morning that I absolutely don't like. It goes by too quickly. It's already 8:52. This segment is sponsored by Walker Automotive Group. When others won't, Walker will. Serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team. Down in Bunkie, get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Serving Avoyelles Parish. Now, this is what I want to leave you guys with this morning. Yesterday, as I left the microphone, I was talking to a sister friend about some challenges that she was having. And I realized immediately the words that I had just spoken on the air about saying what you want as opposed to saying what you don't have, and the power of words and how they can affect you and affect your life and affect others. And she was saying that her husband had transitioned from one job and he didn't have a job. And, you know, she talked about his vast experience and he just kind of threw down the gauntlet and said, you know what, this is it. I'm not going to move again. And I said to her, I said, when seasons change, a new door opens, and new opportunity will arise. And she said, you know, I hope so. And I said to her, I said, you know what? All you have to do is speak it into existence. And she said, you know, I have a real problem with that. I can know it in my mind or I can feel it, but I have a problem verbalizing it. And so this is what I wanted to share with you guys today. And it's kind of on the same note about what happy people know. And happy people know that it doesn't matter what your circumstances appear to be. You can call those things that are not as though they were into existence. That's what happy people know. They absolutely know that. Even if they don't know what the Word of God says, they know that the principle just simply works. And so I read this really cool article, and I just wanted to share a little bit of it with you about what those people that are successful and happy really do know. And it says that the most successful people don't get ahead because of, and you got to get this, because of worry. They do it with their brains. They do it with their vision. And I'm going to add, they do it with prayer. Worry never helped anybody to get ahead. Then the author went on to say, I found that every hurtful event holds lessons, and that the more it hurts, the more you learn. That is a deep, deep thought, because when we are in the midst of hurtful lessons, we can't see any good in it. But the author says, the more it hurts, the more we learn. And then she says, choice is available to anyone who has the courage to exercise it. And that's why we celebrate those people that have said, you know what? I am stepping out of the boat, and I am stepping out onto the water, stepping into my faith. I am going to use my courage. I am not going to be moved by fear, but I am going to allow faith to carry me. I am not going to succumb to worry, to anxiety, and to fear. And then the article went on to say, being happy means turning a deaf ear to fear. Even when it's screaming for your attention, it means being true to yourself. Even when it hurts, it means going after what you really want, even when you don't think you'll get it. If that's not power for the morning, I don't know what is. It gave me so much power, so much energy, that I felt like I could run. I'm going to say that last one more time, because I don't know if you caught it. Being happy means turning a deaf ear to fear, even when it's screaming for your attention. It means being true to yourself. Even when it hurts, it means going after what you really want, even when you don't think you'll get it. Hey, everybody, I absolutely thank you guys for listening. Each and every time we see you in the grocery store, at a festival, at a party, at church, at a funeral, and you say to us, I listen to the show every morning. You know what? It absolutely blesses us. Thank you so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You already know why we do it. We do it because we love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself. And don't forget, even when it hurts, you just got to have the courage to do it. Be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Tomorrow is Real Women, Real Talk Friday. And guess what? You don't want to miss it. Hey, everybody, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow, God willing.